Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it was an L last week, and I don't expect it to be an L again this week. Jeter Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. And yes, I'm talking about the Eagles.
See
what I just did right there? And yes, I'm also talking about Beat the Hammer, something we do every Friday at this time. Today, Beat the Hammer. Great prize on the line as we move toward, of course, the holiday season here. Something you can keep for yourself or give to another. A $500 gift card to Cozy Jewelers. Cozy Jewelers, the 5th C in Diamonds. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy at 4819 Westchester Pike in Newtown Square and at CozyJewelers.com. Let's play a little game called Beat the Hammer. All righty, and our contestant today is Lee. And Lee, you're getting me after an L last week. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You seem like a nice fella who's primed to lose.
No, not at all. I met you last night at the book signing.
Oh, were you there? Okay. Well, it was a good crowd, big crowd. So thank you for being there last night.
Were you the person
night.
Who told Joe that you love when he loses? Because that would be amazing.
That would be ironic. Just a little bit.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. See, Lee, the thing about Beat the Hammer, you got to be ready to go quick. You got to jump in fast. There's no I'm sorry's in Beat the Hammer. You just got to bite the other guy's head off.
Well, I'm ready. I'd like to dedicate today to the Hammer's ego.
Yes!
All right. And I will dedicate my victory. Let's see. I like this. I'm going to start dedicating my performance. I will dedicate my performance today to Charlie Manuel and Larry Boa, who last night slept outside for Covenant House.
Look at you.
Helping to raise awareness about homeless youth and, of course, trying to raise some money to help the cause. So I will dedicate it to Charlie and Larry.
Charlie and Larry still rooting against you.
All right, Lee, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
All right, good luck, Frodo.
Frodo! Yes! He didn't even hear it. He was taking his headphones off. Lee, my hero! That was awesome. Lee, awesome, awesome work. What a good start here. That was great.
Did Barchard post the foot photo?
He sent it to me. I'm going to put it up after Hammer. I'm a little worried about posting, and it's pretty gross, so I lean towards, I don't know. I don't want to subject people to that.
Yeah, wait until after this.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be able to keep my food down.
There you go. All right, Lee, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Five questions. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 50 seconds for you, sir. The category this week, they were given out at the end of last week. We're talking a little Major League Baseball awards today. MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, all on the table. Lee, you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Question number one. Mike Trout just became the fourth player since the year 2000 to win at least three MVP awards. Name two of the other three.
Off the top of my head, Schmidt and Brett.
Who was the last Phillies player to win Rookie of the Year?
Pass.
Two pitchers have won a Cy Young in four consecutive seasons. Name one of the two.
Verlander.
This American League Central player was the last person to win back-to-back MVP awards. Name him.
Pass.
Roy Halladay is the most recent Phillies pitcher to win the Cy Young Award. Who was the last Philly prior to him to win it?
Pass.
Who was the last Phillies player to win Rookie of the Year?
Samwell.
Ah, it's all right. We'll put you on hold, Lee. A tough performance, but you never know with the Hammer. He had a zero a couple weeks back. We'll put you on hold. Wave the Hammer back in.
Yeah.
Two in
These
a row
tough,
looking unlikely.
Man.
They're tough. So, Lee, hang on. There's a chance there. Tough questions this week.
Yeah.
Tough this week.
This is like Jimmy Wheelhouse type stuff.
Sauntering back into the studio here.
Less pink than I would have expected.
Yeah, I was hoping for a little more pink. Yeah.
What did this guy say when I took my headphones off?
Called you Frodo.
Okay.
That means nothing to you, right?
No.
No.
Do you know what that means?
Of course he doesn't.
Is that the Hobbit?
There you go.
There you go. All right, so this Lee guy, you can't win and beat the Hammer with the name Lee, right?
I don't know.
No one's ever won Beat the Hammer with the name Lee.
That's true, I suppose.
All right, let's go.
All right, category this week, they were just given out last week. We're talking a little MLB awards
poor
today.
Sound.
Okay. MVPs, Cy Youngs, it's a good point. Rookie of the Year, all on the table.
What is it, MVP awards?
MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, all on the table.
All right. This Lee guy, though, how did he do?
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Poor sound. All right. Clock will start as soon as I ask question number one. Here we go. Question.
As soon as you finish.
I know.
Asking question number one.
We all know. All right. Jeez. All right. Question number one. Mike Trout just became the fourth player since the year 2000.
Did you say fourth or first?
Mike Trout just became the fourth player since the year 2000 to win at least three MVP awards. Name two of the other three.
Since 2000, I'll say Bonds and Pujols.
Who was the last Phillies player to win Rookie of the Year?
Ryan Howard.
Two pitchers have won a Cy Young in four consecutive seasons. Name one of the two.
Greg Maddux.
This American League Central player was the last person to win back-to-back MVP awards. Name him.
American League Central. I will say Joe Mauer.
Roy Halladay is the most recent Phillies pitcher to win the Cy Young Award. Who was the last Philly prior to him to win it?
Prior to Halladay would be Steve Bedrosian.
An easy 4-0.
That's how you do. That's what you do.
I told you they weren't that hard, Richard.
That's what you do. And that's when you get to 108. And I dedicated it properly on a baseball day. Didn't know it was going to be baseball day.
Yeah.
Charlie Manuel and Larry Boa. And 108. Yeah. Wow. Settle down. Settle down. All right, let's bring this Lee character in. I knew no one named Lee could ever beat me and beat the Hammer. Hello, Lee.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joe. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lee. You seem like just a nice guy, Lee. I felt not that bad, you know, cleaning the floor with you, but I had to take care of business.
Good try, Lee. I thought they were tough.
They weren't. Yeah. They were,
come on, Lee. You remember when Bedrock won the Cy Young in 87? 40 saves or something like that?
Yeah, I totally remember. I just froze. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
No doubt.
That's what I always say. It's tough. It is tough when you get on the air.
Hey, listen, you got to.
You know what the first question, the MVP, I didn't hear 2000.
Yeah, you say, yeah. Your answer makes a lot more sense in context, yeah.
Oh, totally out.
All right. Well, Lee, that's a damn shame. Lee, thank you. No parting gifts for you, Lee, but thank you so much for playing Beat the Hammer today.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, pal. Appreciate it. And, of course, that means on the contest line right now, we will take the third caller on the contest line in honor of, let's see, three MVPs for Michael Jack Schmidt. Three MVPs for Schmitty. Third call on the contest line, 215-625-6681. Third call on the contest line, you're going to win a $500 gift card to Cozy Jewelers. That's a little game we call Beat the Hammer. .108 and .13. Let's go to the phones. Billy T in Princeton. Billy T, I don't know if I have follow-up on that, but the floor is yours.
I got to say, I always root for you.
Thank you.
And I know that probably pisses John off, but you and I would have been tied today.
Ooh.
Anyway, listen, I want to talk about the coaching. And, John, you got to, like, step in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to say the same thing that I said about the Phillies. And, by the way, we got a good hitting coach, good pitching coach. Joe Girardi is putting his stamp on this team. Anyway, look. What is wrong with our offensive coordinator and our quarterback coach?
What's wrong with them?
Maybe they're not good enough.
But I also
said maybe, because it's hard to know.
Listen, you know, the first game, he's throwing the ball deep to DeSean Jackson, and he's putting a little air under it. He's thrown a football to Mac Hollins down the sideline, and he's not leading him to the inside shoulder. He's not putting any air under it.
Well, that's on Carson. That's not on the quarterback's coach or the coordinator.
Yeah, but what are they teaching him?
Well, I mean,
what are they coaching him? Come on,
but you don't think, Billy T, they're teaching him to throw the ball out of bounds, right?
No, I don't, Joe, but they're not making any corrective action. You know, it's the same thing when we're talking about Hoskins in the middle of the baseball season. At the end of the year, he couldn't hit a barn.
No, he couldn't. You know, no, he couldn't.
You know, what's consistent with this coaching staff, the guys that we have questions about, is that they were all promoted from within. That there wasn't, you know, a job search where they went outside and said, hey, you know who a great quarterback coach is? Let's go get that guy. They promoted Press Taylor from an assistant coach, an assistant QB coach. They promoted Mike Groh from, you know, an assistant coach, the wide receiver coach, to offensive coordinator. And, I mean, I have further issue as well with our wide receiver coach, Carson Walsh, who was also, you know, promoted from within. I don't think that we have the best coaching staff we could have. Now, that being said, as it pertains to Carson's performance and how they affect it, I have no idea if paying him the way we paid him changed the way he's willing to listen to coaching. I think human nature suggests that it's possible he would have, you know, been less, I don't know, open to criticism. You know, you get paid, you get the most guaranteed money of anyone who ever played the game, and now you got Press Taylor saying, hey, you know what, we need you to shape this throw a little bit differently. Does that go in one ear and out the other more than it should?
Yeah.
Because he thinks he is where he needs to be because they paid him like he's where he needs to be, like he is where he needs to be.
All right, Billy,
I don't know that.
Billy T, give me something ridiculous.
Oh. What's going on in Washington, D.C. today?
And all the strife, all the politics, all the tug of war. We're in a tug of war as a nation right now, politically speaking. All right, 888-729-9494. NFL picks today at 1 o'clock. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Pennsylvania and in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. There are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. Money lines, spreads, totals, parlays, props, teasers, and more. And FanDuel Sportsbook has tons of bet types available every single day. Plus, they always offer unique betting promos to spice up game day. All sorts of stuff like boosted odds, score bonuses, parlay insurance, and more. And with so much to bet on across 17 different sports, FanDuel Sportsbook is sure to have a wager right for you. Obviously, you can look at college football tomorrow. Big game, Penn State, Ohio State. Big spread, by the way. Big spread. Or, of course, here in Philly on Sunday, Philly and Seattle, all sorts of other NFL games. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's very easy to utilize to move around from the game or games, obviously, to check all out the lines you want and settle in on the game or prop bets that you want to choose with promo code Joe when you sign up. That's the key, promo code Joe to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, because if you lose using promo code Joe with your first bet, within 7 days of sign up, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of up to $500 in site credit. It's just an amazing deal. It really is with promo code Joe with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.